All right, hello everyone. My name is Nysmith, and this is the Nighttime Podcast. Today I'll talk about sports and what's going on in my life. My fantasy team is undefeated. I got Matthew Stafford, Ja'Marr Chase, and on number one, here's some news about the NFL. The Bengals running back, Rudy Johnson, died at 45, with 12 touchdowns for 3 straight years. Another one is that Philadelphia and Tampa Bay. It's going to be a great game, because they both have good defense and good offense. So, it's going to be hard to score. It might have like 1 point difference. Now let's get into top team news, which are the 49ers and the Chargers. The 49ers have a great start this year without Brock Purdy. 17-13 against the Seahawks, 26-21 against the Saints, and 16-15 versus the Cardinals. Their quarterback, Mac Jones, has a total of 563 yards this season, along with 4 touchdowns. Next, the Chargers quarterback, Justin Herbert, has 860 yards and a total of 6 touchdowns. The Chargers' wins are Chiefs 21-27, Raiders 9-20, and Broncos 20-23, which shows that the Chargers are way better than the 49ers. Now let's talk about the NBA. For the next few weeks before the NBA starts, I will do a live podcast ranking the top 100 players on Mondays and Fridays with 10 players each day. Now let's get about the teams that might make to the finals. First, we got none other than the free throw merchant, SGA, Mr. Aura. Yeah. With Chet and Jalen Williams, they might have a chance. Again, back to back. Second are the Rockets. The Slim Reaper will carry the team to victory. And finally, the Nuggets. They have Joker. There's nothing to say about that. Now let's get into the debate. Michael Jordan, LeBron, or Kobe? LeBron! No, I'm joking. MJ. Because 6-0 and clutch shots. While LeBron have lost a championship, so that they're not winning against MJ. I will do a live podcast tomorrow to explain your reasons about this, if you want to brag. Now let's get into a quick break, and we'll talk about things later.
Are you having trouble waking up? Well, we have a thing for you called an alarm clock. This device will help you get up and do your daily hygiene. Call 1-300-000 for more detail.
Hello everyone, welcome back. I have a bunch of things to explain. Let's start off with my recent injury. I got a cast like 2 weeks ago because I fell on my e-bike. But I can still do cross country. And I have 1 more week. But the bad thing is I can't play basketball. And I'll have 2 weeks to recover from it. I had a cross-country meet last Saturday. We easily won the meet. Like, I think it was like 10-point difference. I ran varsity. I didn't get a good time because of this cast. I think I ran a 15:06, but I could do better because I didn't have the cast. During the race, all I heard was the crowd and breathing. Halfway through the race, A kid behind me got in front of me. But I got back in front, and we just like battled for the whole race until like the last hill. Oh my gosh. I accidentally hit him with my cast, but I know what you're thinking. How can you accidentally hit someone with a cast? Well, swinging your arm back and forth while a kid's trying to cross over you, causing them to get hit and hold their stomach and lose like a bunch of places. Luckily, I haven't seen him then. Who knows what would happen? We'll square up. Man, all I have to do is swing my cast. School is so boring. I have a strict teacher, a social studies teacher, and a calm teacher. So the social studies teacher is very strict. It was like on Friday. I remember she was like, you know what they all say. The bell doesn't dismiss you, I do. Well, on Friday, everyone was rushing to the door at the bell. And she screamed. She's like, the bell doesn't dismiss you, I do. She yelled, sit back down. The bell doesn't dismiss you, I do. Then this shock. Everyone in this, like, school. I saw everyone, like, oop. And then she, like, keep in mind, there was 5 minutes till the bell rang. And no, it's like a 5 minute transition. So you have 5 minutes to get water, do whatever. And then she wasted like 3 minutes talking because this kid like accidentally shook the table. And then she was like, we'll start off with table one. 3 minutes left in class. I mean, 3 minutes left the transition. She's like, three, table one, now table six. And they are all going so slow. And it was like 1 minute left. She finally called table four. And I almost got late to class. But yeah, that's rough class. My break, ever since I have a whole week of no school. Like, on Monday, that was so fun. I went to this place called Bubble Planet, and it had like a pool of bubbles and like a bunch of like lights and stuff and like experiences. And then we also went to this like immersive games box, and it had like Batman, Squid Games, Floor is Lava, and all that. I can't do like Squid Games because it's like noble. It's too young. So like, Batman and Floor is Lava is the one game most we chose. So like, on Batman you have to do the different bosses. I mean, not the bosses, the different like villains. Like, the Joker had a quest where you had to like climb up buildings, and then like hit him, I think. And there was a, what's the Vine girl's name? I forgot. And then, we had the Floor is Lava, and you had to, like, jump forward to move your character on the screen. Like, and you, like, collect blobs to get to a final level. Yeah, that's about it. Today, I'm about to go to the World of Coke. Right after this podcast. And yeah, that's all about me. What's going on? So now let's talk about what things I might do for the future for this podcast. Well, if you didn't know, this is my first day on the podcast. So yeah, that's gonna be probably gonna be like 300 episodes. We're not gonna get into that, but I really need a microphone. Right now I'm using my phone as the microphone. Like, I mean, a microphone has, if you can't hear, there's like sound going around, but a microphone get rid of the sounds. I could just talk. Also, I'm trying to get a studio so I can do more live things, but I don't have a studio. I'm just in the back full of windows, cockroaches. Okay, no, there's no cockroaches. I was just making that up. In my, like, school, the, like, trials are so annoying because they should have, like, a varsity, a junior varsity team, but instead they have only varsity. Like, so it's really hard to make the team. I think it's like 15 players on the team, but but 12 players get jerseys. But that's crazy. The other three don't get jerseys, but they're still part of the team. So, yeah. And also, I'm probably not going to try out because I have 2 weeks to recover. So, like, that means working out, going to ice baths, getting back to my shooting form, getting my shooting form right. I'm going to have to lock in too much. So, I'm probably not going to do basketball tryouts. I might, but yeah. All right, let's just get into some more NBA news. So, first, I have stuff about the Celtics. Why did you get rid of Porzingis? Out of all the players on the team, you choose Jrue Holiday and Porzingis. Those are like your best players. And you traded to the Hawks? That's even worse. Now the Hawks have Porzingis, Capella, Trae Young. Like, oh my gosh. Hey, Dallas might win. I forgot to mention that. Dallas might win because my team got Cooper Flagg, Kyrie, Anthony Davis, PJ Washington, and yeah. The NBA schedule is kind of looking goated. The first game, I think it's like, I know it's like New York Knicks, and then the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers. Ben Simmons is obviously going to sell, and then we got Bruins. Easy win. So, the first game, I think it's like the Cleveland Cavaliers versus Detroit Pistons. That's going to be like a pretty good game. I mean, both of them have really good players. Evan Mobley, Donovan Mitchell, Cade Cunningham, the Pistons, yeah. I mean, all these games are pretty good. Next up, I think we're going to talk about just what my school needs. First, we have a box schedule. We need to have two lunches then, because we're working at 1 hour and 30 minutes per class. Like, we need two lunches and like two recesses or two brain breaks, whatever they call it. I wish I could like go to the superintendent and then tell them all of that. I mean, like, y'all tell me in the comments or like send me a message. 470-879-3542. Tell me what I should do to the podcast. And like, what should I add? So we got LeBron James. He's him. You obviously know LeBron is the GOAT. No, if you actually say LeBron is the GOAT, you don't play basketball. If you say LeBron is the GOAT. Now let's talk about the World Cup. Ronaldo winning it all. That's all I gotta say. There's nothing to talk about the World Cup. Cause that's coming up in like a year. Doomsday is about to be goated. You already know. Spider-Man. Oh my gosh, that's about to be the best game. I mean, the best movie that year. All right, now let's get into the section, what's cooking. Well, today I had pancakes with syrup. Wait, that's obvious. Scrambled eggs and sausage and oranges. And I had an ice cream with protein. What's it called? Protein shake. And Probably gonna have grilled cheese for lunch and for dinner. Hopefully something healthy. I don't know what my mom is cooking. Because now she's back. She went to like New York, I think. Or New Jersey. I don't know. One of those. Oh yeah, I should tell y'all about my movie I'm making. So basically, thinking about making a movie about basketball, of course. And basketball and like the Avengers mixed together. So like Hawkeye would be a laser man, because laser, like you laser shots. He never misses a shot. Yeah. Honestly, y'all should also tell me. Send me a message if you think I should do videos on like the live days. I mean, it's the first day, so I can't really think of things to talk about because like there's nothing really happening. Hopefully they have good flavors at the World of Coke. I'm hoping like there's like Fanta Orange or something like that. My Spanish teacher, she gets too high. She thinks she's like part of the group. Like, she thinks she's a Gen Z. She's really not. She's like, she puts slides of like, like if you get 90, 100, Slay, Aura, and then it's like, if you get a 60, she put like, no cap, you gotta work. You gotta get some work in. I don't remember. But also, there's so many things I don't know what to say. Send me like a message on what app I should use to edit my podcast. And yeah. No, we got it. I wish, I wonder what would happen if it was like, e-bikes were, like, legal. Like, you could just ride around dirt bikes in Georgia without police getting, I mean, I don't think they care in Georgia right now, because it's like, but I'm still not going to risk it. I mean, I have nothing else to talk about. Except the Rams. We're gonna show why Cooper Kupp should have stayed on the Rams. And then Dallas Mavericks. More like 82-0. Yes, sir. I wish LeBron was part of the Mavericks. Then they could cook. Now let's talk about the product. It's like a random product of the day. So I'm gonna go with is ice cream chocolate. I'm gonna say it's an 8 out of 10 because it's vanilla is OG. Chocolate ice cream is like, it. Vanilla doesn't come from anything. Chocolate, it comes from something, which is chocolate bars. Or is it the other way around? Chocolate bars to chocolate. Oh wait, chocolate milk. Which one came first? Chocolate milk, chocolate bars, or chocolate ice cream? I don't even know what to talk about right now. I mean, it's the first podcast, like I said. I'll have things to talk about, like, on Friday, because it's live. And then I'll have 10 players a day and tell them why they're 10. Like, I'm in this group called Gents, and it's like we go on field trips. Like, I think our next field trip is like the Mercedes-Benz. I don't think, basically if we skip school, we still have to go. I'm about to sleep on the train right there. Oh my gosh, that's gonna be goated. Then I could just fall asleep. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Let's talk about I don't even know what to talk about. I'll think of some things. Remember to see me on Friday, Monday, and Wednesday. Alright, see y'all later. Bye.